Thank you for listening to this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. My name is Jordan, your host and Dungeon Master for this original Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Thank you for listening. Thanks for reading. Now let's get on with the show. Okay.
Follow us on Instagram.
Yes. In fact.
And TikTok.
If you haven't yet, follow us on Instagram, TikTok, Twitter. We're not very active there, or X. But Instagram and Twitter. Nope.
Instagram. TikTok. The other one.
Give us a follow there. And while you're at it, give us a like and subscribe on however you listen to us. It helps the algorithm, and it helps more people listen to us. So, we're not going to ask that very often, but every now and then we will. So, thank you again, and let's get on with the show. So, you arrive back at the monastery. You're greeted by a Goliath woman. Very intimidating. She is big and scary, and yeah, she's just big and scary. So you all are in the map of the monastery, which we'll attach a link in the show notes. You guys are escorted into this central building. So the layout of the monastery grounds itself, there's a central building, and you're not quite sure how big it is, but it's wider at the bottom than it is at the top. There are four branching sections to it, connected by bridges. The bridges are about 80 feet off the ground. That's where the first bridge is. There are higher bridges than that, but they connect to all four of the outer buildings. This place is huge. Like, maybe, I think, bigger than you imagined it would have been. I think at some point, one of the people you spoke to, maybe it was Sagazin, said there was about 400 some odd individuals here at any one time. So you're taken into the big central structure, and you are seated for a meal. For the moment, it's the four of you and Hamelin. You're waiting for Ives to arrive.
But it was Ives at the door?
It was Ives that greeted you at the gate.
And she told us to come inside.
She told Hamelin, get y'all seated for dinner. She would join you shortly. So, now that you're seated, would you like to do anything? Or just wait?
I look over at Hamelin. Are we in trouble?
Nah, I don't think so.
Okay.
Ives is, she's very official. Very, like, you know, your guest, and there's a protocol that she follows. So. She'll come in, she'll ask her names, she'll ask her business.
Is she expecting us? Or, like, does she not know we're coming?
I mean, I think Narastel probably told her someone was coming.
Okay.
So, 10 minutes or so go by. Food is brought. It is rice and fish. Fairly simple fare. Everything tastes good. It's well seasoned. And about mid-meal, Ives strolls in. And she takes a seat at the table. She takes her bowl. She eats. She's kind of watching all of you. Not... she's not being awkward about it, but she's an individual that when she walks into a room, she's in charge. And so she finishes, she sets her bowl down, kind of licks the bits of rice off her finger. Okay, everyone. Let's talk.
Yeah.
My name is Ives. I run the monastery. Number one, a thank you is in order for helping get the children here. You helped out Sekazin and Mykos, and you didn't have to. So, thank you.
Oh, we're glad to do it.
Hello.
Hi.
I'm Amber, by the way. And this is Bracken.
Hi.
That's Doc. Nice to meet professor. You. And that's Galen. And thank you for letting us come here. I guess you probably know that Nara still sent us.
I do. And between us, I know your name is not actually Amber.
Okay. Wait, but, what? Ha ha.
But that will stay between us. And Hamlin, you keep it quiet. He goes, yes, ma'am. Got it. 10-4.
Because they have radio cut.
Yeah. He just liked, those are just his favorite numbers.
They are.
Those are his lucky numbers.
There's 11 Z's and he's 10-4.
We're happy that we could help out with the kids. They were fun, but a handful.
Yes, they are.
That's always. Just old kids.
Yeah. They add something special to life here at the monastery. So we're glad to have them. Knowing Narstel's business, knowing that Hamlin is the one that fell into the library by happenstance, I'm going to let him escort you there. So, the problem is that our friend, the Kalos member, he's a little uppity. So he doesn't know you're here yet, which is good. But when he does, when he finds out, he's going to try and stick his nose in your business. So,
Dang it. Should we leave sooner rather than later? So he doesn't know?
If you want to, yes.
I mean, I don't have a problem with leaving right away.
Okay. Hamlin? Yes, I'm good, boss. I'll go. Okay, then. Well, I know the kids had wanted to see you, but maybe on the return trip. You guys can spend some more time.
I figure it's easier if we get out of here before someone gets in our business.
That is very true. So why don't we do this? Why don't you go, the five of you go on ahead, and I will send a few others in a few hours. They will meet you in the woods with supplies.
Okay.
Is that fair?
I'm okay with that. Are you guys... I mean, I'm speaking for all of us, but are you guys good?
It's fine with me.
I'm fine with that.
No problem with that.
Okay. So, logistically, when you leave here, it's a 2-day hike out. Now, clearing the belays, that's going to save you some time. And save you some danger. There are large cats in the jungle, and large snakes, so be aware. There are also large spiders. So, for what it's worth. They're there. They exist.
There's not any more goblins, though. We hit all those, right?
There should not be any goblins here.
Okay.
And you are far away from the Abolus presence.
Okay.
Speaking of which, I assume we went to did the river thing where I'm fixed from that, because we never role played that out. But there was a river that we were all supposed to go dunk in.
Yes,
I'm assuming that happened, so I'm not rolling my saved anymore.
Yeah, that we'll say that happened before you all left to go down the river.
Anything else?
No.
Are there any supplies or things that you guys have that you've been using or have found to be helpful in the library, or have you guys not endeavored?
We've not endeavored. Once it was discovered, because that technically fell under Narastel's charge, he has a special relationship to this monastery, and so he gets a lot of leeway.
Okay.
I'm the only one that can supersede his wish, and I've chosen not to. So, we have steered clear. We did not say anything to our Kalos friend. And, so he doesn't know that it's there.
He's not aware that the library's even there.
No.
Okay.
Because he would tell his superiors.
Gotcha. Understood. I thought that's why he was here in the first place.
No,
understand.
He is here by invitation, but...
Keep your enemies close type of situation?
Yes, he's not really an enemy. He's just he's a bureaucrat.
Ew.
Right?
Gross.
He lodges formal complaints about the orphans and...
And he's here never mind.
He was here before that began. And when it started happening, he... Anyways. Best not to dredge up old issues.
Has there ever been an effort to have him run into unfortunate circumstances? Because he sounds like the kind of person that I would love to see run into unforeseen circumstances.
Oh, Kaelin, it would be a bummer if he fell down some stairs later. Oh, no.
Yeah,
I would feel so bad. Guys!
Falling down stairs.
Seeing as I am not one to condone murder...
Who?
I
no
didn't.
One said he'd be
I just said unforeseen circumstances. There are lots of things that can happen.
I promise they like to talk. They're not really like this. Are they?
Not I feel like usually. We both look at each other and at Cathra and look at each other and back at Cathra. I don't respond because I respect you enough not to lie to you. I just hold up my hands and
they
just
do like to talk and have a lot of fun.
My issues with our Kalos friend aside, he is not a bad man. We just see the world differently. So. And we see our functions in the world differently. So.
I'm sorry, if you have a problem with orphans being fed and cared for... That puts you more on the bad person side, in my opinion. It's an opinion. Take it for what it's worth.
Be that as it may. I've chosen diplomacy. And so. The five of you. Hamlin... You know best how to leave quietly. I trust that you will lead them well. I tell you what, wait outside the northern gate and I will send McTominay and Elevens with you as well. And Hamlin says, I'm good with that. We're good in a pinch if we really need it. And she says, and per Narstel's instructions, the three of you are not allowed. She's instructing Haemon. The three of you are not allowed inside the library. That is for the professor and the others. He says, okay, we understand. So, she says, with that, I leave you to your work. If you need help at all, these three will be stationed outside the library and can get aid quickly.
Okay.
Obviously, take as long as you need. You will find no interference from us.
All right.
So, with that, she will dismiss herself. And Haemon stands up and he kind of... he stretches and he pops his back. He cracks his knuckles. All right, let's get this show on the road. We got a library to get to. So he takes the four of you down a back set of stairs. You end up... Catherine, you feel this because of your connection with the earth.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like you run your hand on the wall and you can kind of sense like how deep underneath the ground you're going.
Mm-hmm.
You guys go down like 500 or 600 feet. Like you descend into the... Because where the monastery sits, it's like they've carved the top off the mountain and put the monastery there. So you guys descend into the mountain and then you you make your way north. And you come out this tunnel and you're back in the kind of the valley floor.
What's the temperature like?
It's moderately warm.
Okay.
It's not soup. Okay. Outside, you know?
Yeah.
It's a slightly damp heat, but not like Amazon rainforest.
Okay.
It is tropical, but not gross tropical.
Okay.
So, the five of you.
Are we sneaking out, or are we
no.
able to just walk out?
No, okay. You just walk out.
Okay.
You get down, you wait outside the northern gate. And about 15 or 20 minutes behind you is McTominay and Elevens. They look at Haemon and they say, all right, boss, we're good. And he said, supplies will be a few hours behind us. But he's like, this is McTominay. He says, you want us to scout ahead? He says, yeah, go ahead and make sure things are clear. And go ahead and get to camp. Go ahead and go make camp, and we'll be a little bit behind because the two monks on their own, they can get there 3 or 4 times faster than you guys can.
When they leave, I just want to ask Haemon a couple questions.
Yeah.
So obviously, a bunch of people saw us, and the kids saw us.
Yeah.
So is Brandimir going to find out and try to come after us now?
No, I mean, he may wonder who you are, but...
Okay. So this guy, he's not super bad. He's just interfere.
Yeah, he's kind of a knob.
Okay.
You know, I don't personally like the guy. I don't hate him, but I don't like him.
Yeah, but he's not going to tried to sneak up and kill us in the middle of the night. Okay.
No.
You would be shocked how many times that's somebody's tried to do that to us recently. So
it's a lot.
Well,
just trying to figure out who our actual enemies are and just who are annoying people.
Yeah.
Well, is it a difference?
I mean, to be fair, we all have enemies.
Yeah.
Yep.
We all found enemies at one point.
Yeah. Some of us have more than others.
Don't know who that could be.
true.
Actually, Bracken, speaking of that, your enemy list has nearly dwindled to zero.
Excuse the head of you?
The work that you did?
Oh, that's true, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's not people that I... That's people that want me dead. This no, list isn't...
No, I know.
All right. I don't know if that's how that works, but go off. Fair. It's down to like two or something right now.
Yeah.
Two or three.
It's Bag of Ears and...
Well, yeah.
Yeah. And,
I guess I don't necessarily know about people that want me dead, but I'd assume Ears, Epirion, and probably Key. That's yeah. Three, I'd assume.
Yep.
Everyone else can fight me.
So, the five of you begin making your way through the jungle.
Do we want to proceed stealthily, or do we want to, are we trying to make good time?
Do you ask that question out loud?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. No, I'm asking because I can either cast Pass Without a Trace or nothing.
Hamlin, he says, there's no need to be stealthy.
Okay. Then let's hoof it.
Yeah.
The sooner we get there, the better.
Mm-hmm.
He says, he looks up at the sky. He's like, noon-ish now. And he's kind of like, yeah, we need 27 miles. We're good. Let's go.
27 miles by tonight?
She's got really little
legs. It is nighttime. We got to the...
We didn't sleep, yeah.
We haven't slept since...
I know. So you guys got, you landed that morning. You didn't land, like, mid-morning and then still have to hoof it. You landed, like, around sunrise on the third day. And so... The first Bolay encounter, getting to the monastery, then the second Bolay encounter and getting back, like 10:30, 11 o'clock, plus the lunch, and then.
Okay, I thought that was dinner, not lunch.
No.
Okay.
Okay. Anyway, back to 27 miles by tonight. Do you see how short I am?
She's got real little legs.
How do you feel about being carried?
Excuse me?
Hey, honest
question. I immediately just take a step back.
Honest question. It's fine. It's just an offer.
What about the flying creatures? The figurines? We haven't gotten to try them yet.
Oh, yeah! I go and I dig in my pockets.
You don't have them.
Oh, do I not? I thought I did.
Nope.
Oh, that's right. We
took them from you.
That's right.
Or you gave them to.
That's right. Him. We dealt them out when I wasn't here because I forget that I have nice things.
So we have the griffin and then the giant eagle. Do you want to?
It's an owl.
Yes, eagle. Sorry. Owl.
Is it a really big owl?
Yeah, it's a giant owl.
It is?
It'll carry two of you.
So. We determined the owl would carry one, the griffin could carry two smaller ones.
Where's that the mini potion?
The potion of diminution?
No, guys, we don't, let's not waste, like, we don't use potions or anything like that. No, we can go. I was just, that's a lot of miles, and how long until sunset?
You said it's noon, so.
Sunsets are pretty late. 8 o'clock?
I thought it said it was only 2 hours to the thing. Or is it 2 days?
It's 2 days.
Two days.
That's yeah. Right. 2 days.
Okay. I don't know why I was thinking 2 hours.
All right. No, we're good. I was just...
I mean, we don't have to go to 27 miles. That's... I can make 27 miles in a day.
Okay. I don't think I've ever done 27 miles in a day, man. I'm just being honest.
Have you done 27 miles ever?
I mean, maybe collectively in my entire life.
Well, I mean, we just did it.
That's true.
A few days ago.
We did 27 miles in a day?
I don't know if in a day, but... No, because we were climbing up a mountain. We did not go that fast.
Yeah, no, we did not.
Okay, no, let's just go. I was just taken back a little. It's fine.
Who wants to ride my elephant?
What? No elephants!
What?
Hold on. Where are you keeping an elephant?
In my pocket.
Because it... Sir.
You walked into it, sir. Dinyl doesn't know that that is a euphemism at all. Dinyl's being serious.
Bracken just grabs Cather's arm.
This is going well. But honestly, it could be worse.
Okay. If you have an elephant, that's amazing. I've never seen one.
I pull it out of the bag of holding.
Just whip it out.
Just whip it out.
Okay.
It's my elephant. It's real. Dino probably sounds like a crazy person right now, and Danny knows that. Dino does not. I'm holding this toy, this little figurine of an elephant, and...
And the rest of us probably, are just losing it.
And this guy probably thinks I'm a crazy person. But...
okay. That's a cute toy.
It can turn into a real elephant.
By all means.
All right. How do I make it turn into an elephant?
So you speak in man word.
I like the idea he
Tusk love. Throw it down.
How long does the elephant last?
I think it's like 24 hours for the elephant.
Okay.
I climb on up.
Okay. So this is a 16-foot tall elephant.
Oh my god. Who's getting on?
I will say for this, all five of you can ride on it.
Let's go, guys.
I want to sit on one of its tusks. Sounds like fun.
Okay. Sure.
Galen, you want to drive?
What is happening?
Drive?
Steer?
No, this is not a steer.
Lead? Hold the reins?
I look at the elephant. Do I see reins?
Oddly, yes. You do. Sweet. It's got a bridle.
You're good with animals, right?
Yeah, I'll... give me a second. I ritually cast Speak with Animals.
Oh, no.
Nice.
And I say... Hey, how's it going?
Well, I'm not a rock anymore, so I'm good.
Do you like being like this rather than a rock?
Obviously.
Okay. So I can't guarantee how often we're going to be able to do this, but I will let our friends know to try to let you be in this form as much as we can.
Do you speak out loud?
Yeah.
In, like, elephant talk?
As my understanding is Galen's just talking normally, and so you guys think that he's having a one-sided conversation with an elephant, because the elephant, like, the elephant makes noises, and he can understand, but you guys can't.
Mm-hmm. Although it would be much funnier if
you're like,
yeah.
What? Okay.
I'm going to rule it. You sound like an elephant.
I love it.
For fun.
All right.
I don't know what noises
they make other than trumpeting. I'm sure they do.
Yeah. For all intents and purposes, you're trumpeting like an elephant.
What is Hamlin's face right now?
He's got egg on his face after not believing about my real elephant.
He's like just kind of shock and awe.
Okay.
And then watching Galen trumpet like an elephant, he thinks it's hilarious. He's like, the elephant. he's like, are you all like riding me, or?
I mean, if you got room up there, that'd be great. You look like you're strong enough to carry us all.
Yeah, I can take it.
So yeah, if he'll allow us, I'll Hey, can you like? Give us a step up on your tusk.
Sure. Call me Bartleby.
All right. I turn and say in common. All right, guys. This is Bartleby, the elephant. He is going to provide us some transportation. Dindal. Just to let you know, he likes being in this form a lot better than being in a little statue form. So if we can, as much like I understand, probably not in the library, but
yeah,
you know,
next week I'll let him out again. I can only do it once a week.
As often as we can let him out, he would probably appreciate that.
Absolutely. If I cast it, comprehend language, would I be able to understand? Or is that only languages like human languages?
I'll allow it.
Okay. So I cast it just so I could understand what they were talking about.
Okay. So you heard the whole exchange.
I heard the exchange. All right, Bartleby. Let's go, buddy.
And so the five of you plus Bartleby will take off tramping through the jungle. Dendal, while you travel to, to aid the elephant on your journey, because you have this weird, like, intuition. You, like, it's like a sixth sense. You don't see dead people, but you do, like, you just kind of, like, get this inclination that the elephant likes music. You're not sure where that comes from, and so you, but you pull your loot out and roll a performance check for me.
19.
Yep. So you play a tune, and Bartleby picks up his pace. You end up making it 19 or so miles before you guys need to break for the day.
Do we meet up with the other guys at the camp?
You do.
Awesome.
They have a couple of tents set up, and they have food cooking, and so, like, it's all ready when you guys arrive. And so they say, come. They say, what's the beast he want to eat?
I'll look over at Galen. Can you speak with him again?
Yeah, I ritually cast Speak with Animals.
Okay. And he tells you that he'll eat the leaves and stuff, but if anybody has any fruit, he would take that.
If we've got fruit, that would be like bonus. He can eat just the leaves and stuff from the trees. So
And it's 11s. He is. Oh wait. I have a few apples I brought with me. And he will toss you the apples, Galen.
I will receive the apples and feed them to Bartleby as we sit there, and like I'll eat my food, and you know, I tell Bartleby, hey, go. Get mostly full on the trees, and then we got a treat. We got some apples for when that's done. So
he says, thank you, good sir. And so he will eat his fill of leaves and top it off with about 6 apples for his dessert.
And when he's done, I ask him how he liked those apples.
Enjoyed them very well. It's cool. I totally set that joke up.
You did.
I did. Served it on a silver platter. The night comes. Is there anything you want to do before going to sleep?
I'll whisper to the group. Are we cool to do the hut?
Will the hut fit in? You said they set up a couple tents?
Yeah.
Two tents?
There's 3 tents, I think. Yeah.
I thought you guys, I can not do it.
No, I mean, I feel better having it. Yeah. Will it fit inside one of the tents, though?
I mean, does it matter?
Or can it just kind of go around the tent?
It's a 10-foot radius.
I say we just.
And 9 of us can fit in it. And there's only 7 of us?
Never needed the tent before. Unless we're like wanting privacy.
Yeah, as long as everyone's cool with it, I'll ask them. I usually cast a magical hut for us to sleep in, this little, you know, dome that we sleep in, and it offers good protection.
Sure.
Yeah, okay. So I'll go virtually cast it at the end of dinner.
Okay. So you cast your cast your tent or your dome.
I go over to Galen and ask him, hey, can you let Barnaby know that we're going to sleep inside this thing? But he can sleep right there and we'll, you know.
Yeah, so I go over to Bartleby and like, hey, they're going to sleep inside. I'll hang out here with you. And so I'll trance for my 4 hours that I need, but then I'll stand watch and just hang out there with Bartleby.
Okay.
I mean, shouldn't we take a watch?
Oh, yeah, totally.
Well, the monks take the other watches.
Oh, okay.
Before we go to bed, I want to ask one of the monks, so if we made it this far today, what's our timeline for tomorrow? Like, are we going to get there tomorrow night, tomorrow afternoon, the following day?
Haemon says, you know, if we start very early, mid to late afternoon.
Okay. All
right, the river y'all came in on. We do have to ford that up this way. But
would it be helpful to have the elephant for that or no?
Yeah.
So I can I bring him back in and then save him for that?
I don't think so.
No? Okay. So he's just here with us for the 24 hours?
Yeah.
Well, hopefully he's still around with us. And, you know, he's got 6 hours or so that we've used today and then 8 hours of tonight and then whatever the math is on that.
So you all sleep through the night. You get your full rest. You get all your spell slots back, yada, yada. The night is uneventful. You wake up in the morning. By the time you wake up, like, there's already breakfast prepared and the tents that weren't slept in are broken down and McTominay and Elevens are already gone. So you get back on the elephant.
Yeah.
You keep pushing. Your playing music helps Bartleby and you guys. You can coax a little extra speed.
So we only have the elephant until what?
Say 24 hours, right?
About noon.
Yeah.
So if we leave at 6, we got 6 hours of them.
So you get out around 10 o'clock in the morning. You come up on this river that needs forded. For the river with no difficulties because of your elephant. Ooh. So good job.
Good job, Dandel.
Excellent.
You just saved us 20 minutes.
More like 2 hours.
Exactly, yeah.
Because this part of the river is wide and deep. But he can swim. And so he gets all of you across. Honestly, the day is uneventful. Even the things you were warned about, they don't come. There's no sign of predators. There's no sign of anything.
They're all scared of the elephant.
Yeah. I will say, so just before you cross the river, the ones bringing supplies caught up with you. Mm. So they pass off supplies, they load the elephant down, and then they return. Sorry. Excuse me. Jeez. I did not mean to yawn. You all, the rest of the day passes uneventful. And you all kind of feel this anticipation building. Like, we're so close. We're almost there. You get to a point where it's about, well, you've lost the use of Bartleby, so you've had to, you slow down a little bit, you take it on foot. You get, after he disappears, you've got about 8 more miles, Hanlon says. And so you all kind of, you push, and by nightfall, you make the second camp. And he tells you that the entrance to the library that he found is about an hour's hike. So you'll find it in the morning. So y'all bed down for the night. Again, no issues. The monks take watch. They provide food and everything. Unless there's anything you guys want to talk about or say, we'll skip to the morning. You all good?
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. So, in the morning, instead of breaking camp, McTominay and Elevens, they have gone through the supplies. They kind of built camp out, expanded it. Because they don't know... They don't know how long you guys will be here. You guys don't know how long you'll be here. Mm-hmm. So they're setting this up as like a
base.
Yeah, as a base camp.
A base, yeah.
So they've hewn down some trees and, you know, set up some canopies, some different places to store things, and they do. It's base camp. Hamon says, okay. There's some climbing gear. Because we've got to go where I fell in. Just my luck. Anyways, where I fell in, it's about a 70-foot drop. And, to get in and out, it's easier to use climbing gear. You guys hike about a mile inland, and a mile more or so, and there's this, the jungle floor, it like turns up into this ravine kind of like through the middle. And You can see it like drops off into darkness. And he says, that's it. That's the ravine I fell in. He gets out the climbing gear. He ties his rope. He helps all of you into your own climbing gear. And he says, has anyone ever rappelled before?
No, that's my knowledge.
Not like this, but...
I mean...
Down the sides of towers count?
I have.
Yeah, you would have done some rappel work.
Brecken's like, I have, but it's been to break in and out of buildings, so I don't know if that really counts, but...
Not probably that. So he, you know, he gives you a quick, like, this is how you belay, you know. Goes through the whole climbing instruction. And he says, I'm going to kick out over the edge first, and I want you all to follow me. Okay? He says, I'll take you down, I'll take you to the entrance, and then I'll leave you.
Sounds good.
He says, we've got baskets. Once a day, we'll lower... he's like, you're obviously free to come up and down if you want, but to save yourself some time, we'll lower food down. If you guys want to send anything up, we'll leave a basket and then you can send it up. Deal?
That's good.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
Okay. So, Dindal.
Yeah.
It's at this point, because you've not really had a chance to do this yet. You crack open the case that you were given. Mm-hmm. So, open your messenger. I'm going to send you a... where is it? I'll send you a picture. So, I want you to take a look at it first, and then I'll send it to everybody.
Hamlin's going down first?
Hamlin goes down first.
Can I go second?
Yeah. Or am I still doing the map?
Well, you're going to look at the map before he goes down.
Okay.
So, I'll give you a minute, look at it real quick, and then I'll then I'll disseminate it to everyone. You got it yet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the portion you look at, Dindal, mm-hmm. is only the first level.
Okay.
All right. So now I'm gonna send it to everybody.
All right. So I'll look at that, and then I'll go down second.
I'll go after Dindal.
Okay. I'll take the rear just because I know what I'm doing.
Okay.
So Hamlin, Dindal, me, Galen, you?
Yep.
Okay.
So on that map, and this is one we'll post, Danny, too. So that big open section on the front, kind of left-hand side of the house, this is all... And I didn't put it on here, but this is all, like, collapsed. Kind of ruins. And then there, that big main door right there. You see what I'm talking about? Next to the fireplace, mm-hmm. the double fireplace. That is the entrance point. So, Hamlin's like, the Library of Tum. Okay.
It's been like 3 months. Finally here.
Feels like 3 years.
Yeah.
And he says, before you go in, he's like, this is y'all's thing, not mine.
Well, we appreciate you helping us get this far. Thank you.
You're welcome. And so he will.
So we've already gone down.
Yeah, everybody's okay. Down. And he's going to fast rope back out.
Okay.
So... You are on your own at the entrance to the library. What would you like to do?
Can I cast detect magic on the door?
Sure.
I get anything?
Not on the door. No. Okay.
All right. Door doesn't look magical. Doesn't look like it's trapped or anything. At least magically.
Do you want me to check?
Sure.
Oh. Can you still do that?
I can still do it. Might not be as good as I used to be, but just because I'm not a rogue anymore doesn't mean I don't still know what I'm doing.
What's a rogue mean?
Good question. I never remember what this was. It's...
Do you have proficiency with thieves' tools still?
Yes.
Dex plus proficiency.
Okay. So that is... Dirty 20.
Dirty 20. Okay. Door is locked, not trapped.
Okay. Then I'll try and pick the lock.
Okay.
Twenty-one.
Nice.
Yep. So
I look back at Cathra. Yeah, I still got it.
Obviously.
You're gonna need lots more of that. Where it came from, okay.
So you put your tools in and you
Mm-hmm.
And the door, it's double doors, and they swing in, and this is your first look at the library, and it's okay. So on the map, the grid, it's a 10-foot grid,
So I'll walk into the room, kind of cautiously looking around. Okay. Do I need to roll for anything?
So roll perception, and I'll just explain it.
15.
Okay, 15. So how far into the room do you walk?
I'll stop before that. Is that a carpet on the floor in front of me?
Yep.
I'll stop in front of the carpet about 10, 20, I'll just go 30 feet, I guess.
Okay. So you walk 30 feet in the room. You kind of do a quick, like, 360. So there's you see a small bookcase in the corner. You see a fireplace. You see the carpet, obviously. You see stairs off to your right. You see what looks to be some kind of, like, receiving desk.
Is this a wall separating these two rooms, or is...
Yes.
Okay. Is there any doorway there?
There is. So you see the doorway is blocked by a statue.
Oh, okay.
And then you see double doors behind the receiving desk. And you see a doorway next to the stairs.
So we got stairs over there, door over there, door over there. I would be more inclined to go left instead of going further in.
Okay.
I'm gonna. There's a big old statue in front of it. Galen and Amber, do you... Can I call you Catherine now? Or should I just keep calling you Amber?
I mean, we're alone, but...
We hope.
True.
That's what I was assuming, but I didn't want to call it without your permission.
No, it's all right.
Okay. Do you think you two can move that statue?
I'm just going to put it out there. I feel like... things are probably protected in weird ways here. I don't think things are going to be as easy as just, like, pick up the statue and move it. I could be wrong.
Can you detect stuff again?
Yeah. Has it been 10 minutes or can you recast it?
No, it's not been 10 minutes.
Okay. So I'll look at the statue and kind of just do a quick scan. Do I see anything innately magical?
What's the radius of
30? I think it's at 30.
30 feet. So in your immediate area... Which would include the statue.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing magical.
Okay. Nothing magical so far. That's only in this 30 feet.
I might have missed it. How light is it?
Oh, it's fairly light. Fairly well lit.
There okay.
There's a sconce in the wall back mm-hmm. to the right behind the receiving desk. And it's bright. Like,
is it like magical light?
Yes, it's magical okay. light. And then in the fireplace there, right inside the entrance, there's magical light coming from that as well.
Okay.
It's light, not heat.
Okay. Yeah, I'll walk over to the statue.
Okay.
I'll kind of walk with them.
Does it look...
Roll perception on it.
Okay. Yeah, no. It's like... 8.
Roll it with advantage. Sorry.
Okay.
I'm over there too. Can I roll? Yeah. I'm over there too. Can I roll?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a natural 20. Okay. Yes. So 24.
Okay. It is a statue of Damascus.
Does it look like him?
Mm-hmm.
Wait, how old was he again?
46, I think he said.
4,000.
No, sorry, when he died.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming this is of when he was 40s, right? Not 4,000.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, people are really old. All right. I'm not good at this. I'm going to look to see if there's like switches or something on it.
Sure.
Or buttons, something like that.
Okay. Roll investigation. So you're like running your hands over the statue.
Yeah. two?
No.
Did you roll that one?
No, I rolled a two. Oh. I just...
No, you don't notice any switches or latches or...
Do you want to be alone with the statue? What are you doing? You're rubbing your hands all over it.
Well, I was wondering if there was like a switch or something.
Oh, like at the castle?
Yeah.
With the statue that did the thing?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to
that's
do.
That's a good idea.
But
I can look if you want.
Okay.
I can try. Yeah.
Maybe that would be better than me.
Daniel, you want to help me?
Sure.
Cool.
Investigation, you said?
Yep.
I'm going to use luck.
Okay.
Oh, hell yeah. 21.
21. So, you go and on the back, it's like, the left elbow, there's a small, there's a small switch, like you feel a, or switch is the wrong word, you feel a seam.
Okay.
That seems odd.
Okay.
Because this thing is carved.
Yeah.
So you run your finger over the seam, and, yeah, it's odd to you.
Have I ever seen anything like this before? In all my sneaky no. times?
Well, roll intelligence for me.
Okay. Nine.
No.
Oh my god.
What?
Nothing.
Well, it's just coming out. Cathra's not smart. That's why I keep, like, when I rolled the two, it was still a two.
Yeah, it was just straight two.
Yeah. There's something back here.
Can I check?
I mean, yeah. I don't really know. And I kind of, like, I'll move his hand to where it is. Mm-hmm. Or is it behind the statue?
So it's like, on the...
Like, can we see it, or does he feel
it's
it?
It's just a feel.
Yeah, so I'll move his hand kind of where it is. Mm-hmm.
So you feel this weird, like, seam in the arm.
Is it... How wide is this? Is it, like the crack in a table? Is it big enough?
It's... Okay, so it's like if you put two sheets of paper right next to each other.
Mm-hmm.
Just like you just feel that little lip?
Yeah.
There you go.
Like, you feel just a little bit of a...
I'm going to try and see if I can dig, like, pop, like, try and pick at it.
Okay. Do you keep your nails long?
Yeah, I can grow my nails.
Okay. So you...
I can do whatever I want.
All right.
Gross, but cool. Yeah,
so you grow, like, let's say middle finger.
Yeah.
And you slip your fingernail in between that gap.
Yeah.
And it's just enough that it...
Pops there, it.
You feel the pop.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole left arm of the statue... fall. It's like it slides down.
Yeah, I hear it and be like,
and like you leave your hand there and you feel there's a you feel like a you feel the hilt of something.
Oh, I grab it.
Alright, so you grab. And it's real thin.
In the where I pulled the seam out, or in the arm that fell?
No. So the left arm, it like falls.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it slides down like it was.
Yeah.
So something was built into the left bicep.
Mm-hmm.
That allows the left arm to slide down, from the elbow down to slide down.
Okay. And the left arm is where the seam was.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And so you grip it in one hand and you pull, and it's a stiletto, not dagger.
Ooh.
So when you pull it out, roll dexterity for me.
Yep. Awesome. A save or check?
It's a dexterity save.
Oh man, I really miss my plus. Maybe. Actually, that was immediately my thought. Okay. Plus four. Should I keep it or should I try again?
Keep it.
Okay. 14.
14. The DC was 16.
Dang it! That's fine.
You're going to take 9 points of poison damage.
Ew.
As you slice your finger.
Yeah, that's fair.
And you immediately, like, your hand immediately, like, it's on fire.
Yeah.
It hurts.
Yep.
You drop the stiletto.
Yeah. Ah! Ooh.
What's going on?
My hand feels like it's on fire.
Ah. Catherine, can you handle that?
Do you... You want me to fix that?
Give it a minute.
Okay.
See what happens. I don't want you to waste anything yet. Oof.
Okay, so that important thing to know.
Yeah, that
it's
sucks.
It's gonna try to kill us.
I pick up the dagger with my other hand with the hilt.
Yeah. So you take a look at it.
Yeah.
So the blood that was on it, it like seeps into the dagger.
Ew. No, that seems bad.
Can we test it? Check it? Dido?
Well, I don't know.
Test the dagger? I don't want to be the dummy.
Not test the dagger. Like, you've done spells before where you can see what things are.
Well, I don't know if
we... Oh, identify it?
Yeah.
Well, I can do that.
Let's hold off.
Well, yeah. Do it all together, maybe?
Yeah. Wait until we know what we're... like, in general dealing with, before we start throwing around magic.
Yeah, I'll take out just one of my other daggers from a sheath, and I'll replace it with a stiletto. Probably doesn't fit perfectly, but that's fine, just so it's out of the way.
Okay.
And I'll just put the other one. Shut the...
You take 4 more points of...
Why?
Your hand is burning. Oh, you're right,
I'm poisoned. That's fine. It's fine. We're fine. You guys, it's fine.
Okay, they're going to lose their hand. Do you want to heal that, Catherine?
You don't know that I'm still hurting.
I mean, unless they tell me. Okay. I can't do anything about it.
Do I notice that it's getting worse?
Yeah. Like,
okay.
So where the cut was, like, along the inside of your middle finger.
Yeah.
It, like, starts to turn black.
Okay. Ooh. Yeah, maybe fix it. And I, like, hold up my middle finger to you. That's not good. My finger's turning
black. Why are we... That... Okay.
Heal it.
I got you. I'll reach out, and I will cast... I'll use the dragon mark and cast Cure Wounds.
Okay.
I gotta roll. Just a second. I don't remember how many dice that is.
Yes.
Okay.
Is it a basic Cure Wounds, or is it like...
It's...
Fancy Cure Wounds.
Where are these dice?
How many do you need?
I'll just roll this one.
How many do you need? Oh, you got it.
15 points.
Okay.
Does that take the poison out, though?
Yeah. Yeah, the poison goes away. That hurt a lot.
Yeah. Ooh. Ow. Thank you.
You're welcome.
That sucked.
Hold on, I'm gonna write a note so I don't forget it. Poison stiletto.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, oops. How many points did I tell you?
15.
20.
That's fine, I'm at full.
All right. So, let's, I mean, we knew that there were going to be, like, traps and things that were going to hurt us, so let's just be extra careful.
I'll pull out a set of, like, leather gloves that I have in my bag for when I've done crimes before.
Be gay, do crime. Be crime, do gay.
Correct.
Yeah.
It's, yeah. Yes.
Both and.
Correct. Yes and.
Okay, now that, so we found a dagger, but that didn't, like, move the statue.
Did anything else happen besides the arm?
So you found that and you stopped? Yeah. You didn't look for anything else?
I'll go back and look.
So the dagger was in the arm, the dagger came out, you got cut and bled.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll look again.
Okay, roll your investigation for me.
Is there any symbols on him? Does he have his Altana crest on him anywhere?
No.
15.
15? So you check the right arm, nothing.
I check the left arm again where this empty space. I'll just check everywhere again.
Yep. So you end up, you check the rest of the statue and there's nothing else there.
Do we just want to see if we can move it?
Yeah.
Was it checked for traps yet?
I would say that you probably just triggered the trap.
Well, I don't know if that was so much a trap and more as I just was clumsy. I know there's no magical traps, but we've seen a fair bit of what non-magical things can do. I'll double check. And I'll...
Can I help him?
Sure.
Oh, thank God. Well...
Maybe get rid of that one.
Yeah, that's... Because that's investigation, right?
Yep.
Check for traps. I'm gonna do luck for that one because that was rough. Thank God. 14.
You check the rest of the statue and you don't find any traps. Yeah.
Well, I think it's not trapped. Galen?
Galen, do you want to... Should we... We want to try to move this thing?
Well...
Can I look on the ground? I'm not very good at this. And see... Does it look like it's ever been moved? Like, are there like... scratch marks in the floor, anything like that?
It does not. Does not look like it's been moved.
Do we need to arrange things in the shape of an arrow on the floor?
So this is that first room behind the double doors, that statue in the
on the left.
Can I go to the right and see what that? Is that just a light?
Yeah.
Can I get around the other way? To the other side of the statue there?
No.
I can't get past the light?
Where are you?
So, there's that, what looks like a bookshelf.
Yeah, what's the little, is that a shelf that's beside the statue? Or is that the receiving desk?
That's the big receiving desk.
Yeah.
Okay, so can I go... Can I get around the statue? Do we need to move the statue? Do we see anything behind the statue that we need to move?
There's a door.
The door.
It's in front of the door right on the left.
And then there's a wall.
Yeah, we're trying to get through the door.
Is it big enough to get for him to get in between the wall and the statue?
No, you have to move the statue to access the door.
I'm saying, can he get behind the statue to like get leverage and push off the wall, or is it too close to the door?
It's too close.
Or wall, excuse me.
Too close to the.
It's got to be pulled one way or the other. Pulled.
Yeah,
we don't know what's behind the door right now, right?
You do not.
Okay, I mean we can try to move the statue.
So do we? So the door looks like it swings toward the statue.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have a problem with just... I'll just move the statue if you have such a big problem.
We can try.
I'm going to move the statue.
Okay.
Or at least try.
Roll athletics for me, please.
Okay.
I'll help give you advantage.
Oh, after I start?
Well, I'm just...
He's just trying to be careful.
I was just looking at the thing, trying to figure out what exactly we're trying to do.
Yeah. Just trying to find the best way to do it.
26.
26. Okay. So, you are able... Do you pull it down or to the right?
I'm going to pull it to the right.
Okay. So you move the statue to the right, and you are able to access the door. There's no trap on the statue when you move it.
Okay. Nothing under it, anything like that. Okay.
Nothing under it. It's the statue in and of itself weighs, I don't know, 300 something pounds.
Okay.
And so you pull it easy.
Yeah, that was not hard.
Yeah. So you pull it, and the doorway is clear.
Okay. I'm going to...
Should I check first?
Yes.
All right. Oh, wait, no, I think I have an inspiration die still. I'm gonna do that instead of a luck. Thank God. 21.
21?
Mm-hmm.
The door is locked, not trapped.
Okay. Pick lock back. Oh my God. How badly do we need to get in this door?
I mean, we need to get to all the doors.
I mean,
9.
9. So you put your pick in and you go to turn it and it catches and mm-hmm. it bends out of shape.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You can repair it, but
yeah,
it's not ideal.
Okay.
Galen, do you just want to hit the door?
I mean, that looks good.
He has a chime of opening.
Oh.
I mean, I do have a chime of opening.
Then just use the chime of opening.
Well,
we only have 9 uses of it, so we want to make sure.
Here's my question.
Like 9 uses forever, or yeah. Just 9 uses
Yeah, he said 9
today.
And then it goes.
9 forever. Uses and it goes away.
Oh.
Crumbles into dust.
So what's your question?
We have 9 get out of jail free cards.
Can I borrow somebody's like a dagger that somebody doesn't care very much about, or a dagger that's magical so it won't get damaged?
I just pull out just a plain dagger. I have like a million of them.
I take the dagger. I go to the hinge. I take my maul, grab it up next to the head, and I pop the pins on the hinge.
Okay.
Smart.
Roll strength.
Straight strength, that is a dirty 20.
Okay, you've got one of them. There's 3.
17?
Yep.
22.
Yep. You pop off all 3 hinges.
And
the door falls in.
That works.
Yeah, I'm like, okay, That was why I asked which way the door swung, because if the door swings towards us, the hinges have to be on that side.
Yep.
So
I pop my head inside.
So you see, it looks like an administrative office. In the corner, you see a globe. You see a fireplace there, again emitting a magical light. 2 rugs, you see a big desk with a, like, the proportions of the desk and then the proportions of the chair are meant for a larger humanoid, not like you.
So big, like a giant?
Or a Goliath? Like a more Goliath.
Okay.
Goliath.
So this isn't the room that Damascus said was his room?
No. Okay. Nope. There are 2 smaller bookcases in this room. The desk, and then you see a spiral staircase that goes up.
So there's going to be a lot here, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
What types of things should we be looking for?
I mean, I know what I need to look for. I know what he needs to look for. So, I mean, I don't know. I'm not saying we should split up, but... Maybe.
No, but if we
can help you look
for
things.
Yeah, if we know what to look for.
I mean, there's a lot of things we're trying to look for. There's a lot of things on our plate, like dragons.
Top 2 for you specifically right now. What are the first... If we had 10 minutes, what is the one thing that you need to find information about?
Anything about the Bifrost? Anything about dragons?
All right. Bifrost, dragons. Galen.
And Odin, right?
Well, that's just kind of general, if you like.
No, yeah, that was top 2. 3 probably would be Odin.
Okay.
So, Bifrost. Okay. Sorry, go ahead.
No, Kraken.
Making a mole?
No, I've got that. I'm working on. I've got some help with that already.
So, just the Kraken feed, and you want anything about Odin, Altana? I don't know how much you know.
How to become an Odin in 10 easy
steps.
How
to become a god. How to become a god for dummies.
And I know that you've been, like, learning all these like weird symbols. If we see those, do we bring those to you?
Runes.
Have you seen runes? Anything with runes? Yeah, totally bring it to me.
Dragons. So just krakens for you, Galen, mainly? Yeah. Okay.
I think I've been so focused on like getting here that...
Now that we're hit, it's, what are we doing?
Yeah. It's almost like this is overwhelming. There's so much. How are we going to do this?
Based on the map, how many floors is it?
So just...
Like, I'm just going to quickly scan, so I'm like, I don't need a perfect number, but like roughly
30 or more.
Catherine, well, I mean, we're going to be here for...
5 years, yes.
A while.
More than that.
Yeah, so, based on your experience, Dino, a month would be the minimum amount to, like, get a basic survey. And that doesn't, like... And you think it's that because you're going to have to get into every room. You're going to have to... Like, it's an arduous process.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I think...
Is there anything you want to find at all?
No, I don't have anything in particular.
Okay.
But what I think we need to do is I think we need a better plan.
I think we go through, we open doors, we disarm traps, we open doors. We don't look for books yet.
I disagree.
Interesting. All right.
I think we systematically take this room by room.
How do we feel about, like, are we allowed to employ any of the monks for help?
No, I don't.
Not at all?
I don't believe so,
not
no.
From what
not,
they
not
said.
From what they said.
Yeah.
This is just us.
Okay.
So, we each have a piece of paper where we write down all the titles. And you look through the titles in the evening.
That could help.
Yeah.
It could make things go faster.
Could work.
And we take, again, we do it floor by floor, but we each take a room or two, write down, I like that, we write down titles, if we see any in particular about things you're looking for, we can pocket them, but we're not looking specifically for them.
Yeah, I don't know if we even need to pocket them, I don't know if we need to do, I'm kind of thinking we stick with one room at a time.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
The three of us are looking at everything and we're bringing you stuff.
All right.
So you can what catalog. Do you think?
Yeah, sure.
And then, you know, you can start, you know, skimming them quickly and being like, nope, that's not good. As we bring you things.
Yeah, that could work.
Don't need this, need these. Grab these titles.
Mm-hmm. Especially after the first day when we're going to have huge lists.
Yeah.
And we can post those lists on the doors too. And that way we know what's in each room.
I have a map of the place. Do you want me to start with an overview of what floors to start with and what floors we can probably skip? So I'm sure some floors are probably dormitories. Some floors might be mess halls and things. So there's going to be some floors that we can knock out right away, maybe.
I don't necessarily think we should skip floors, but we can save the floors that you, like you said, dormitories
for last. Yeah, save them for last or, you know, put them on the back burner.
Yeah.
Are we on the bottom floor?
Yes. This is the very ground floor. Okay.
I think I'm just leaning towards just knocking them out one right after the other. If we had a dormitory, we just clear it. So we don't have to do any backtracking.
True.
It's just this room, it's cleared. Mark it off. Next room, cleared. Mark it off.
Okay.
That works for me.
Do you like that idea?
No.
Is there anything that you want to, that you think that's not going to work?
No. I mean, I think that's probably the most systematic and most efficient way of doing it.
Okay. So we're in the first room that has books.
Yeah. Start scanning.
I feel like we didn't do a good job in the first room of clearing it, but that's okay for now.
Yeah. So how about this? I'm going to write down those key words that we said. Kraken, Bifrost,
Dragons.
Odin.
I'm going to write them down in every language I know.
Okay.
So I'm going to write them down. I'm going to write all three on a piece of paper in Celestial, Common, Draconic, Dwarvish, Elvish, Gnomish, and next one's hand sign, but that doesn't count. As like, I can't write that one down. So I'll write those down and I'll pass one to each of you. So here's the titles in all those languages.
That's the words in all those languages.
Yes. Yeah. So the words, so you kind of, if you see these phrases, hopefully you can distinguish it.
So for now, we'll do that today, but also we'll each take, how many bookshelves are there in this first room?
So there's two bookshelves in this room total.
Okay.
And then one in the entryway.
Okay. So approximately how many books are on these bookshelves?
Quick glance, in just the office there, 30 or 40 books.
Okay.
Do you want two of us on that big bookshelf, one on the smaller one, and one on the desk?
Yeah. And let's just, we have plenty of paper, right?
Mm-hmm.
So let's just start writing stuff down.
I will, before we start this, to help cast Comprehend Languages on myself.
And that's then, awesome.
Yeah.
So you can read everything now?
I can read the titles at least. I mean, that's awesome. It takes me an hour or takes me a minute to read a page, I think. Let me see. Yeah, it takes me a minute to read a page, but I have to be touching to read it, so I'll just run my hands over titles that aren't in common.
And we're just going to start writing them all down for you.
Okay.
No, good.
Who wants to take the desk?
I'll take the desk.
Okay.
And we have a lot of paper, but use every single centimeter or inch, whatever the metric is in this world. Use every inch of the paper.
No waste.
Don't write
space.
It too. Write small. Write use every inch that you have of it. Okay.
Okay.
So I'll give everybody paper and I'll take the desk.
So, you divide the paper out. You divide the. You write out all the things, and you will begin the search of the room. However, that is where we're going to end this episode. Of A Crack in the Plan. And we will pick up next time as we begin to systematically search through the library. That'll do it for this week's episode of A Crack in the Plan. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week. This has been a Pale Horse Companion production. All episodes are recorded in Columbia, Tennessee. Our producer and editor is Jordan Wilhite. Our assistant editors are Meg Sandella, Danny Valencia, Angie Brady, and Daniel Brady. Artwork for this production has been generously provided by Isaac Kierstead.